emergency rooms have to care for anyone who shows up, no matter what their insurance status is or how much money they have. Amy Pollard, CEO of Noyce Hospital in Dansville, New York, knows that federal law well.
If you had no health insurance, but you felt ill, and you presented to an emergency department here, we have to take care of you. And we have to take care of you knowing we may not get paid anything for that care.
But with the Affordable Care Act, a lot more people got insurance. That means hospitals weren't eating costs as much.
The more people that are out there without coverage, the greater financial burden that is for the hospital providing the care, because we're not going to get paid for that care.
And here's the backstory. When the ACA was in development, medical associations agreed to less Medicare funding from the federal government, knowing that more people would be insured under the Affordable Care Act. So if you picture a seesaw with the uninsured on one side and Medicare funding on the other, if you lift both off, things should hypothetically even out.
That's basically the equation that launched the Affordable Care Act.
William Streck is a medical director with the New York Healthcare Association.
The thing is that it would not just be hospitals dealing with the ACA repeal. This all links to the complexities of the Medicaid program.
In the most basic sense, the Medicaid program is like a couple of funnels stacked on top of each other. The money sifts down from the federal government to the states to the counties. In New York, estimations from Cuomo's office show the state would be looking for $3.7 billion if the ACA is repealed without replacement.
I mean, it has consequences, and it ripples through the economy is, I think, one of the things that people have to realize.
A recent study from George Washington University and the Commonwealth Fund says that in 2019, in a post-ACA world, 2.6 million people could lose their jobs nationwide. In New York, the authors project 131,000 jobs could be cut. Congressman Tom Reed represents parts of the Southern Tier and Western New York. He says the concern about job cuts and economic impact are valid.
I've worked with our hospital on a regular basis. I've looked at their income and expense sheets, and I know they're struggling to keep the doors open. It's a tough economy for them in a rural community such as our district represents.
Reed supports a repeal of the Affordable Care Act. People have been hit hard by premiums, he says, and an alternative to the ACA would be one way to ensure financial stability.
What I'm looking forward to is how we replace this and how we provide a health care system that can stand on its own two feet and be vibrant.
What that alternative might be is yet to be determined. For now, Amy Pollard, the hospital CEO in Dansville, says she knows her hospital might be on track to losing money if the uninsured rate jumps and those federal Medicare payments don't come back.
But trying to guess how much that's going to be is definitely a guessing game right now.
Like a lot of people, she's waiting to see what happens next. Karen Chakurji, WXXI News.